This is Jerry Agar.
Thanks for being along. Well, we had some technical difficulties yesterday and had to bail out on our visit with Sean Shapiro, Traffic Safety Programs, Traffic Operations for the City of Toronto. He does a show daily answering traffic questions on TikTok. The handle is @TrafficServices. I call him the TikTok Traffic Cop. Sean Shapiro, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're back in business.
So happy.
Yes, you're back from vacation. We fixed our computers because the problem was at our end, not your end. And so good to have you. Let's start with this. John Moore yesterday, in anticipation of you coming on, he had a question for you. Okay. And here it is.
Order Toronto. What traffic infraction would he like to feature in the first episode of Law and Order Toronto?
Do you have an answer to that?
Oh, that's easy. See, I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Where would we fall into play? Because we have our hands in so much. Bad persons, criminals drive, and so many of our traffic stops turn into other things, whether we get a murderer or a drug dealer or something else. But if we were going to talk about a traffic infraction, it's going to be a stunt. It's going to be something related to stunt driving because, A, it's so prevalent and so dangerous, and I think it would make for a great episode.
Okay, so then what happens is the guy gets pulled over for stunt driving somewhere around the Yonge Dundas Square, because we want to feature that on the show for Americans to see. And then it turns out he's wanted on some really vicious crime.
Or he's got guns and drugs and bodies in the car.
Well, all of that.
Yeah, why not? We'll throw it into one really super-duper episode. But I've had an investigation where he's running from police. He drives into a pole. It turns out he's drunk. And then we open up the trunk, and it's full of drugs. Like, this is real-deal stuff. It happens all the time.
Okay. there you go. If you have a question for Sean, and I'll ask you for a TikTok question in a moment here, Sean. And if you have a question, would like to talk to Sean Shapiro, the TikTok traffic cop, 416-872-1010, 416-872-1010, toll free, 877-518-5151, 518-5151. And you can text us at 710-10. People are starting to write things in, like maybe a politician driving drunk. The thing is, Sean, before we move on to actual questions on this thing of what we would show on Law and Order Toronto, I mean, John Moore actually said, well, I don't know. People think, what really goes on in Toronto? Oh, my God, there's so much crime going on in this city. And you really only need to do an episode every week for part of the year. I don't think we'd have any trouble actually basing stories on the real stuff that happens in the city.
For sure.
I mean, it's
absolutely. There's so much going on. The nice Canada belief. If people really knew what was going on, we read the paper. It's happening all the time.
All right. Question here. How about the police tackle all those motorcycles driving between cars on the DVP?
So we've talked about this before. Lane splitting or lane sharing, not permitted. It is something that could result in charges for careless driving, could be stunt driving, could even be dangerous driving, which is criminal. All depends on what the officer sees and then, of course, stops the vehicle for. But the biggest problem we have is that we can't be everywhere all the time.
Yeah. And if the road is real busy, it might be actually very difficult to apprehend that person because you're in a car, unless the motorcycle cops go after them. It could be difficult, I would think.
Well, I was a motorcycle cop, and I would do that. But it is all about opportunity. And we do have the magic of radio, police communications, to head them off at the pass type situation. So more often than not, we get the person.
Here's a question by text. Are motorcycles allowed on all HOV lanes or just the ones that have signs that indicate motorcycles are allowed?
Something we've talked about before as well. Truly, HOV lanes are 400 series highways, specifically. The ones that are inside the city of Toronto that have a motorcycle logo, those are multi-purpose diamond lanes. They're a little bit different. In the city of Toronto, it has to have it on the sign. On the 400 series highways, they're printed on all of them.
Here is Jerry downtown. What's your question, Jerry?
I heard that a cop said that drinking a coffee while driving, is that distracted?
You may be distracted while doing it, but it doesn't qualify as distracted driving in the province of Ontario. Elsewhere, like in BC, I think it is distracted driving. Here, it's not. That being said, if you get into a collision because you're too busy sipping on hot coffee or you're having your sandwich or your morning cereal, that's careless driving.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. Thanks
very much. Here's one that came in by text. Walking my dog on the sidewalk, this person writes, and a bicycle came up behind me and screamed at me to get out of the way. And then the next day, it happened again with one of those fast scooters, faster than cars. And Darren from Etobicoke wants to know, what are my rights?
Well, first off, bicycles cannot be operated in the city of Toronto on a sidewalk unless the rider is under the age of 14. So it's a bylaw offense. If it's an e-bike, it's also not permitted there. I mean, the fact is, no, these devices are not permitted on there. Electric kick scooters, the stand-up jobbies with handlebars and a deck like a skateboard, sort of, those are prohibited in the city, but they're definitely prohibited on the sidewalk. So what are your rights? Well, you're entitled to be on the sidewalk.
I think he wants to know if he can push the guy into traffic.
Well, that would become assault, and you know, you're escalating things, but there's a problem. You know, when I was in Scotland, I took notice of the fact that they have e-kick scooters, and they also have little license plates or markers on the back of them, okay, so they can be identified. And I think that if these things become legalized, they should be identified in some way so that you could make a complaint, but there's no way to track these things. So you could say, I saw a guy in an e-kick scooter, and well, good luck for us finding him.
Now, a follow-up question on the motorcycle thing somebody sent in. Can we submit dash cam video and send the motorcycle lane split a ticket? I guess that would apply to anything. Will you use dash cam video as evidence?
Depends. And I say depends because there's a number of things that we have to be able to determine. Time, date, location, complaint. If we get everything and identity of the driver or rider in this situation, we could use that potentially for lane charges. But we can take reports online for specific vehicle complaints and neighborhood complaints. You can do that on the Toronto Police website, just like the York Regional Police website. And from there, it goes to an investigator. And if they can lay charges, they will. If not, they'll likely write to the registered owner of the vehicle and say, hey, at this date and time, you were observed. Shape up, but it also creates a trail. And if I pull someone over and that links back to a report, even though we couldn't lay charges, there's that, this folder that says there's a pattern of behavior there. So it's great, and we would really appreciate if you do it.
Person is asking a question. If there is a sidewalk, is it illegal to walk on the street?
We were talking about that yesterday, oddly enough. And, it's dangerous to be on the road. If you don't have to be, the sidewalk is there for your safety, use it. And I don't remember if you can be charged simply for being on the road or not. It's just something that I meant to look up yesterday and didn't. If there's no sidewalk, you can certainly use the road, and you have to be safe when doing that and stay off to the side as much as possible. But for your own safety, aside from whether or not you can be charged, use the sidewalk.
Yeah, I find it irksome sometimes in the neighborhood where there is a sidewalk, but the morning walkers are out, and there's four of them, and they want to walk side by side so they can talk to each other. They can't do that on the sidewalk, so they just take over a lane of the road.
There's another reason that many runners or speed walkers do it, and apparently the concrete is harder and less comfortable for them, so they use the softer tarmac for their own benefit.
Well, go to a park then and walk on the grass or something.
Or a track. Use a walking track.
Here's Paul from Pickering.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering, I realize that residential speed limits have been reduced in some cases from 60 down to 50 and 50 to 40, but I'm talking about a fairly major road out where I live where the speed limit was 80, big, wide, four-lane road, virtually no houses on it, dropped to 70. Is that some sort of concentrated effort, or does that mean we're not as good drivers as say, they are down in the States, where the speed limits seem more generous?
I certainly have an opinion about speed, but I'll tell you from a Vision Zero perspective, from Vision Zero perspective, slower is safer. The idea or the reason for reducing these is in the event of a pedestrian being struck by a vehicle, the chances of survival go up just tremendously when you reduce the speed. From 60 down to 40 or when you see 40 down to 30, it really makes a difference. It gives more reaction time, especially in areas surrounding schools where you need that reaction time because the unknown may be happening.
I wonder why pedestrians to go back to our last question, stay off the road.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, there's that. Okay, we'll continue with your calls at 416-872-1010, toll-free 877-518-5151, and you can text us at 71010. Also, Sean, we'll get into, let's do a couple of TikTok questions when we come back here. Don't have time to take a call just at the moment. And coming up on Party for Two, Karen Stintz is going to join me. She was a politician, and and I'm wondering how she reacts to bail to a guy who is accused of threatening to kill mayoral candidates on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
You're listening to Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And I'm with Sean Shapiro, the TikTok traffic cop who's answering traffic questions every day on TikTok at Traffic Services. And we dip in every once in a while. So what are people asking you about on TikTok today, Sean?
One that relates to sidewalks, we got, can you drive a mobility scooter on the sidewalk? And that really depends on what you call a mobility scooter. Some people will claim mobility scooter and it's a off-road dune buggy. But if it's truly designed and meant to be for purposes and medical use, then you can. And they have to be, there's a limitation as to speed and they can safely operate. But anything on the sidewalk, there's limitations and there's a bunch of charges, because if you rollerblade or skateboard on the sidewalk and you are doing it in a dangerous way, there's charges that you're eligible for.
All right, let's do another one.
We've got from Jake, how old does a child have to be to sit in the front seat? And there's no legal requirement. So you can have a child at any age as long as they're wearing the appropriate booster or child seat. And if you had a two-door sports car, you'd have no other option but the front seat. But we do suggest the back seat if it's available until the age of 14. And that's because of airbags and crush points, that it's just back seat is best until 14 if you can do it.
Yeah. Here's one that was texted in. Can you turn right in front of a stop bus?
That would be turning right in front of a stopped bus, I should say, would be an improper turn. So if you're turning from the lane to the left of the bus, that would be an improper turn. And no, you shouldn't be doing that.
All right. Here is Kim from Etobicoke.
Hi, good morning. My question is regarding driving barefoot.
Well, it's not illegal, although it's not the safest option. Not only could you hurt your toesies if you smash that pedal in an emergency, but if you were in a collision, there is the potential of broken glass, chemicals, all sorts of things, and debris on the road where it would be unwise. I looked to Jason Bourne, who once, I'm positive, said in the movie that you should never go out in anything you can't run in.
Kim, is your real name Daisy Duke?
No.
Why are you driving barefoot?
Because sometimes I get really bad cramps. Like if I'm driving long distance, I get, because I wear sandals in the summertime, so obviously I get cramps in my toes. So I take my sandal off, just so I could have that little free movement. But I mean, once the cramp, subsides, then I put my sandal back on.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what the law was regarding driving barefoot.
So not illegal, but I will say this. If you're taking your sandal off and it's there free-floating in the footwell, that could become dislodged, could get stuck under a pedal, and could be a real issue. And I will say this. I do not suggest driving in flip-flops. Those are really, in general, not a secure thing that, again, could slip off and become an issue.
All right, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Here is Archangelo from downtown.
Good morning. Appreciate your show and your common sense and helpful answers. My question has to do with mufflers. I notice an increasing number of cars are mounting these very loud mufflers. I think they are called straight pipes. Are they legal?
Well, straight pipe is basically the removal of a muffler. Mufflers are there to muffle the sound, to reduce it, make it more quiet, and control smoke. You must have a muffler unless your vehicle was manufactured before mufflers were legal. So if you have an old classic car that had a straight pipe, then you're grandfathered. But you can't cut it off, and it is illegal. You can be charged for an improper exhaust or no muffler, and you can also be charged for creating unnecessary noise, which obviously is annoying to all around.
Okay, thanks for your call. It seems like there's an add-on thing that people are putting on. Seems like they like to put it on Honda Civics, and it makes the car incredibly loud, and it imitates like that backfire sound and all of that.
Well, there's the burble tunes, and there's a whole issue with that, and people who create that sound where it shouldn't be, because it's unspent fuel, so they change their settings and their fuel mixture, and it creates all this. It's terrible. It could be an emissions control thing, which is actually quite a serious charge. When you talk about putting these cans that sort of create an echoey tinny pop, I call them fart cans, but they're terrible.
Is that the official term?
I don't think it's official, but I stick with it.
Okay.
That's a muffler that doesn't muffle, or it's a muffler that isn't approved, and it would still be illegal.
Okay, here is Tom from Woodbridge.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. Go ahead with your question for Sean.
Okay, quick question. A week ago, I'm riding on the sidewalk. I'm 50 years old on my bicycle on steels. Anyways, I'm afraid to use the road. Not going too fast, and a car pulls right out in front of me. No chance to hit the brake. I hit the car, dented his side door. I crumpled and in pain. People stopped, wanted to call an ambulance, wanted to call the police, but I was afraid to because I knew I'm at fault. I'm riding on the sidewalk when I know I shouldn't be. So I just called my wife. She picked me up, and I left it at that.
Okay. And so what's the question?
Should have I, no, if I was really seriously injured, which, well, bruised ribs, nothing broken, but in that incident, I did damage the guy's car. He didn't care. He stopped and helped me out and other people, but
okay.
I guess I've been at fault for riding on the sidewalk is what I'm asking.
So there's multiple elements. A, you could be responsible for riding on the sidewalk, and you could have received a fine for that. It's a bylaw offense. If that driver pulled out in an unsafe way from a private drive and caused the collision, they could be responsible for that element of it. So we don't generally just say you're at fault and you're not at fault. There could be a blended combination of fault, and it could be just, you know, if you were on the road 3 inches further, you know, off the sidewalk and on the actual roadway, would it have been your fault? Well, it sounds like this person pulled out in front of you without looking, and they'd likely be taking the brunt of the fault in that collision.
But they could both be at fault.
But they could both be charged for the specific things that they had done.
All right.
But the collision may not be your fault.
Tom, I appreciate your call. Here is Sandy from Whitby.
Hi. If you're on the 401, let's say you're in the middle lane or the far lane, and you have motorcycles come up in between the two lanes, and let's say, you know, sometimes the car pulled to the right or the left, more so to the right. And if he hits you or you hit him while he's going illegally between, who's responsible?
It depends. Generally speaking, if they're in between two lanes, they're doing the thing that's causing the collision, and they're going to be responsible. If you are weaving to, or doing some dangerous move, or you don't check your mirrors, then you again may be partially to blame, if not. But the largest issue is the fact that they're lane splitting and being where you're not supposed to or not expecting them to be.
Okay.
So all right. It's a little more complicated than simply saying you're not at fault. You could still be at fault for something if you made an unsafe move or started to do a lane change into them, but they're responsible primarily as the person who's illegally lane splitting.
Sure, because the whole thing starts from them lane splitting, and you don't expect them to be there, and it's not legal for them to be there. Now, we have about a minute here, so somebody's taking exception to you saying slower is better, and somebody writes, slower is dangerous too because so many cars are desperate to get past the slow pokes.
There's an element. So if you're going so slow on a road that the average speed is, if you're doing 40 and 100, you're unnecessarily slow driving. But if the speed limit is 30 is safer than 40 or 50 as a speed limit that everyone should be abiding by. If you're talking about someone doing 40 when the speed limit is 80, I would agree with you. It's unsafe at that point to be doing the 40. You should be doing the speed limit or thereabouts, but not over. I just wanted to jump back for a second regarding the sidewalk and the gentleman who is riding on it. In Toronto and in most jurisdictions, it's a requirement to stop prior to crossing the sidewalk, that you have to come to a stop before you cross the sidewalk, and it's for reasons like that, to make sure that it's safe. So another thing that driver may have been more responsible than the cyclist.
All right, Sean Shapiro, we'll continue on TikTok at Traffic Services and join us again in a couple of weeks. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
All right, now coming up, Karen Stintz, former city councilor and TTC chair, will join me on Party for Two on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.